The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, the trial of Riad Bushakr continued today at the Central Criminal Court. As I mentioned, he's on trial charged with the attempted murder of two girls and one boy and assault causing serious harm to a childcare worker. Frank Graney, News Talk's court correspondent, joins us now. Frank, the jurors heard from some first responders today who outlined what they did to assist one of Riad Bushakr's alleged victims, a five-year-old girl. What can you tell us about their evidence?
Yeah, well, it might be helpful to start at the end of today's evidence because the final witness called today was a paramedic who attended at the scene, a man called Conor Garvey, and he described being flagged down while driving in an ambulance near the scene. He said he found a young girl, maybe 5 or 6 years of age, on the ground. We now know that this, as you say, was one of three children that Riad Bushakr is accused of trying to murder. Mr. Garvey said she looked like she was in a life-threatening condition. She wasn't breathing. She had no pulse. He noted a cut, maybe 1.5 or 2 inches long, going down the front of her chest. And I should say, Shane, that the evidence heard today, it might be worth noting that it was quite distressing. A lot of medical evidence. We also heard from other eyewitnesses who gave accounts of what they heard and saw that day and what they did in terms of intervening. But just to continue with Mr. Garvey's evidence, he said that he arrived. Somebody had already started CPR. He took over doing chest compressions. He applied a defibrillator, packed the wound to try to stem blood loss. Other advanced paramedics soon arrived. He said they worked on this girl for about 20 minutes before she was taken to hospital. We also heard from a paediatric specialist registrar called Dr. Lisa Curley. She also took the stand today. She said that she responded from the Rotunda Hospital, which is quite close to Parnell Square East for those unfamiliar with that part of Dublin City Centre. She said that she heard a child had been stabbed. She went straight there. She arrived. Paramedics were already working on this girl. She said that she had an open chest wound. She offered her assistance. She arranged for emergency blood products we brought to the scene. She was clear it. She said it was clear that this girl needed to get to theatre as soon as possible. She stayed with her until she was satisfied that things were under control. Dr. Peter Harper is a consultant. He gave evidence today. He happened upon the scene while cycling to a meeting. He found the child again undergoing CPR, observed a stab wound to the centre of her chest, and he assisted paramedics by inserting an airway. He contacted Temple Street, where he was working at the time, to ensure an operating theatre and surgical team were immediately prepared. He said that thankfully the hospital's biggest theatre was available that afternoon. He said they needed the space, so he was glad when he heard it. He said that he then accompanied the child by ambulance as emergency blood transfusion commenced in the back of that ambulance en route to the hospital.
The jurors also heard from a Garda witness who handcuffed and searched Mr. Bushakr as he lay prone on the ground at Parnell Square East. Tell us what he had to say.
Adam Keeley was the first Garda on the scene that day. He joined today's proceedings remotely from Australia, where we heard he has since relocated to. But back in November 2023, he was a member of An Garda Síochána, attached to Store Street Garda Station. And once the call came in about the stabbing incident, he said he and his colleague left the station straight away, went to Parnell Square East as quickly as they could. Once there, he said he noticed a man that we now know is the accused man, Riad Bushakr, being restrained by a paramedic. He said he was lying prone on the ground. He understood this person was the suspected attacker. Members of the public drew their attention to a knife across the road. So his colleague went to deal with that. He stayed with Mr. Bushakr, and he said that he wasn't sure if this man had any more weapons on him. So he handcuffed him. He patted him down. He told him that he was going to search him. He did that. He said he found a wallet on him with a public services card with the name Riad Bushakr on it. He also found a mobile phone under his left leg on the ground and what he described as a paddy style type hat, which was on the ground beside Mr. Bushakr's head. He described Mr. Bushakr as conscious, looking around, but he said he didn't speak too much to him at that point. He accompanied him to hospital and he left at about 3:30 that afternoon.
Tell us, Frank, about the man who travelled from France to give evidence in relation to what he did when he saw the attack unfold.
Yep, this man was 17 years of age at the time. He was on his way to work when he said that he heard a woman screaming. He crossed the road. He saw a man assaulting this woman while holding a knife. And he told the jury that he went to intervene. He said he grabbed the knife before another man struck. the attacker with a motorcycle helmet at roughly the same moment. He said he used force to prise the knife away before throwing it to the ground, and he was asked what, if any, injuries he suffered as a result of his intervention. He said he suffered minor scratches to his hand and cheek. He agreed that he had, this is under cross-examination, I should say, he agreed that he had previously described the accused as appearing mentally unstable after being struck repeatedly with the motorcycle helmet. That was something that he said to Gardaí in a statement at the time. He confirmed that was the case. And when he finished giving his evidence, the trial judge thanked him, told him that he was not only brave, but also modest.
And just finally, Frank, what about the Brazilian man who gave evidence in relation to the suspected weapon used? Tell us what he had to say.
This is a man called Eder dos Santos. He told the jury he was cycling in the area when he heard a woman screaming as she was across the road from him. He said he looked over, saw a tall brunette woman trying to protect a young child outside. And he described seeing a tall man wearing a black cap and a long black coat repeatedly stabbing a child whom he believed to be about 5 years of age. He said he saw that child being stabbed 3 or 4 times in the chest area. He said he got off his bike, crossed the road to help. And by the time he got there, he said that both the attacker and the knife were on the ground. He was concerned that somebody else might get hurt, so he picked up the knife, he carried it back across the road, he threw it under some railings into a grassy area near the Garden of Remembrance. He then returned to check on that injured child. He recalled seeing two women protecting the attacker who was on the ground at this point. They were protecting him from members of the public who had gathered around. Those women were saying, "We are not savages." He saw CPR being performed on the child. He realised she was gravely injured. He said that he became overcome with emotion. He cycled home. He was in tears. He spoke to a housemate. He then returned later to the scene to give a statement to Gardaí. He too was cross-examined today. The defence barrister representing Mr. Bushekar accepted that this witness had tried to give an honest and a truthful account, but he suggested to him that his memory had become confused because he highlighted that in the Gardaí statement that he made at the time, he had described seeing a white boy with curly brown hair being stabbed, whereas in court today he said that he had seen a young girl being attacked. And the witness accepted that he had been mistaken about the child's gender, but he explained that in the chaos of the incident as it unfolded before him, the child's appearance and clothing, it was a cold winter's day, this child was wearing many layers, that led him to believe that it was a boy. He also acknowledged that subsequent media coverage confirmed the victim was in fact a girl. However, he emphatically rejected the suggestion that he was mistaken about witnessing the stabbing himself. He said that he was 100% sure he saw the child being stabbed repeatedly in the torso, and he said that he could close his eyes and still see it happening.
Frank Graney, News Talk's court correspondent, thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.